Welcome once again to Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom. I'm John Stillman alongside Joel Johnson, certified financial planner and the CEO of Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the Yukon Huskies and a 2016 winner of Hartford Magazine's Best Financial Management Award. Joel has been published in Forbes, the Wall Street Journal, and the Hartford Business Journal. He's written six of his own books, including, most famously, The Money Map. You've seen him on TV several times on Fox Business, Fox Connecticut, NBC 30, and WTNH Channel 8, as well as every weekend on WFSB Channel 3 on the Saturday and Sunday morning news. He hosts Better Money with Kara Sundlin on the news. He's father to Brandon, Michael, Joel, and Noah, husband to Wendy, and a fan of the Minnesota Vikings. And Joel, we're looking forward to getting your wisdom here once again.
Well, I am excited to be here today. We're going to do an entire show on mutual funds. Big topic. Everybody's got mutual funds in their 401k. Many people have mutual funds outside their 401k in brokerage accounts. So I guess that's the question we'll start with is, do you have any mutual funds? Whether it's IRA, 401k, 403b, do you have any funds at all in your investment portfolio? You think you're holding some of the highest rated funds many times, but in reality, they could be total dogs and you don't even know it. Today on Money Wisdom, what we're going to be talking about may be bad news for you. It could actually ruin your day, but I think in the long run, it's going to help. The Wall Street Journal recently tested thousands of mutual funds from the investment industry's premier ratings company, Morningstar. Everybody, you, me, millions of people count on Morningstar's rating systems to help them decide which funds to invest in. And here's what the Wall Street Journal found. In fact, it was alarming what they found. 88% of the funds who were awarded that five-star rating from Morningstar were underperformers over the next 5 years. 88% of the funds that got the five-star rating over the following 5 years totally underperformed. Chances are all those all-star mutual funds that you picked years ago could be underperforming dogs, and you're paying the price for it. So today, we're going to talk about the ugly truth. What does it really mean, that phrase, past performance is no guarantee of future results? And the steps you should take right now to make the most out of the money that you have invested in mutual funds.
So let's dive right into some of the things you need to be thinking about when it comes to mutual funds, because quite frankly, most forms of investing that you do, it's inevitable that you're going to have some mutual fund exposure. So let's be sure you know as much as possible about it. One thing we should mention, Joel, is that, you know, risk is a big issue, and a lot of people aren't necessarily aware of the risk in their funds.
Well, that's correct. And most of the people that come in and visit with us in our office, they're taking more risk than they realize, especially now when the market's been so strong. Many people picked an asset allocation 7, 8, 9 years ago and haven't changed it much, or they think they've changed it, but it hasn't really been the type of change that's needed when things are just going up like crazy, especially growth stocks and tech stocks. So, you know, there's just all kinds of risk right now out there, and you may be able to see better returns or more consistent returns with lower risk. I referred earlier to the Morningstar story in the Wall Street Journal, why past performance is no guarantee of future results. And we don't want to get too far deep and too far into detail here. We don't have that type of time on our program today, but you've got to understand that your underlying securities, those funds that invest in stocks and bonds and cash and all the things they invest in, that is the key to your retirement and investment portfolio. If you don't have the right mix, you could pay a very, very heavy price. And what does that mean? It means you might have to work longer, or you might end up with a lot less income in retirement.
Joel, tell me how often you see this, where you have people that maybe they're still receiving dividends. Their portfolio value is down, maybe a significant percentage, but they're still receiving dividends. And, you know, maybe they're being told, well, everything's fine. Your dividend check is still coming in. Don't worry about the account balance being down.
I can think of a couple right now. As a matter of fact, they came to one of our workshops and we met with them. We were concerned about what was happening in the market. They weren't, because they were working with an advisor that was trying to get them to ignore what was happening in the market. And so didn't become clients. We had a very nice meeting. They came back about a year and a half later. Their account balance, which was pretty substantial, was down by about 30%. And the advisor, just like you said, John, the advisor was telling them, well, just hang in there. You're still getting the dividends. You're living off your dividends. You're not selling shares. And the point I was trying to make was, no, you're not selling shares, but what if you don't have the optimal accounts that are right for you? What if you're taking way too much risk for your individual situation? This isn't just how much do the dividends throw off of a portfolio. You can have very high dividend paying stocks. Like before the financial crisis, the banks paid great dividends in 2006, 2007, and then look what happened in 2008. Many of the most conservative fund companies just got crushed in 2008 and the early part of 2009. Fund companies that had hardly ever lost money before because they were holding on to those so-called blue chip financial stocks. And then those stocks ended up having to cut their dividends. So we've got to be really, really careful. Don't want to see you make the mistake that this couple I'm referring to made, which is hang in there too long, just pay attention to the dividends when they were taking way too much risk. And eventually they got scared out of the market, sold, and probably will never get that 30% back.
Couple of buzzwords here that I feel like we need to address. Those buzzwords would be diversification and asset allocation. These are words that you'll always see people nodding in agreement when you mention the words, right? So you talk about diversification and everybody says, oh yeah, yeah, you have to be diversified in your portfolio. And then you say things about asset allocation and yeah, people sort of have some familiarity with that term, maybe not as much as diversification, but you know, in theory, these are things that people understand the importance of. But Joel, when we look at actual portfolios, when people come in for their MoneyMap retirement review and we're reviewing these portfolios, we're finding that these very important principles of asset allocation and diversification aren't being paid attention to as closely as they should be. A lot of folks are really out of whack in these categories.
Well, and there's two things that happen to generate this problem. One is people never had the right mix in the first place. Nobody ever got together with them and designed a good plan. So you have your 401k and you've picked five or six different funds and there was no plan. There was no analysis onto how to arrive at those funds. There was no risk analysis at how risky those funds are. There was not any kind of a projection to see if the funds actually complement each other or if there was all kinds of overlap. So many people think they're diversified because they own three or four different funds, and they're not at all. Diversification means not putting all your eggs in one basket. You can have four funds and the top five holdings of each of those funds could be Apple, Google, Amazon, and Netflix. And they're going to act exactly the same way when the market gets bad. So that's an idea of what asset allocation is not. What asset allocation is making sure you're spreading out your investments across different asset classes. That would be large stocks, medium-sized stocks, small stocks, international stocks, maybe emerging market stocks. And then, of course, we've got bonds. And within the world of bonds, you have government bonds, corporate bonds, investment grade bonds, high yield bonds. And then, of course, you've got cash and different types of cash equivalents. You could even own funds that invest in real estate or specifically energy or different sectors. And so that's why this gets complicated. And many times it's the smart people that get hurt because they think they know enough about the world and about the world of investing to do research. And they end up with a portfolio that's just all banking on one sector of the economy or one type of asset to do really well. Many of you have a majority of your net worth tied up in your 401k or other types of retirement accounts. And you know, you think that, well, I've got mutual funds, which means there's a manager picking stocks for me and they should get rid of the bad stocks and hold on to the good stocks. But that's not always the case. And you know, what do you do when that portfolio goes down? The money manager is going to keep making a boatload of money because they get paid really, really well. You have to suffer the consequences. I've seen people retired and 2 or 3 years later, they have to actually go back to work because they weren't invested in the right funds. And the question we're not even asking here is, are mutual funds even right for you? When you get a certain amount of money saved up, you're much better off not investing in mutual funds and maybe having individual securities, individual bonds, individual stocks, where you can control the taxes more. You can actually see what's going on in the portfolios, have total transparency. So it's really, really important, again, that you, I can't emphasize this point enough, that you understand what you own and that you have a plan behind it. You've got to have a plan behind what you own.
So mutual funds, everybody has them, but you have to understand you could be holding some big time underperforming funds in your portfolio. And Joel, if folks need some help, how do we get that help to them?
Well, first, let's ask the question, when was the last time you reviewed or rebalanced the funds in your IRA or 401k or any other retirement accounts? And is it possible that you have underperforming funds that are costing you money every single year? I would guess 90% of the new clients I see have no idea what's inside their IRA, their 401k, or other retirement accounts. And most of them are holding underperforming funds, or they're taking on far more risk than they need to at this stage of life. You know, we see it all the time. People are great savers. They would be okay in retirement. They don't have to be fearful and be aggressive in their investing, and yet they're being way too aggressive because nobody's actually showed them that they're going to be okay through a good financial plan. So could you do more with less risk? The answer is probably. I bet you can. Let us prove to you how we can help you make the most out of every single dollar you've saved in retirement with our Money Map retirement plan. If you've saved over $250,000, call us now at 1-800-705-1232. You'll get an initial analysis. We'll do an income projection for you to find out if you are going to have enough money to live for the rest of your life in retirement and what rate of return you need. And we'll put it all together, your entire financial life, on one page, on a one-page plan. That's why we call it the Money Map Retirement Plan, because it's a map for your future. There's no cost, so you've really got nothing to lose. So call us right now. Again, if you have $250,000 saved for retirement, schedule your time to come in and visit with us and get your personalized money map. 1-800-705-1232. You can also text your first and last name to that number, 1-800-705-1232. Set up your visit, come on in, and get your personalized money map retirement plan.
Again, that number, 800-705-1232. That's 1-800-705-1232. You can call or you can text. Be sure to include your first and last name if you text. When you come in for your Money Map retirement review, you will get a copy of one of Joel's books, The Money Map or Forced to Retire or something else that you feel fits your situation the best. 800-705-1232. So you did some research, you picked some top-rated mutual funds for your IRA or your 401k, and you assumed that you were good to go. But in reality, you just made one of the biggest investing mistakes. And today, those so-called top-rated funds are now underperforming dogs in your portfolio. You're listening to Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom. Joel is a certified financial planner. He's the CEO of Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the Yukon Huskies and the 2016 winner of Hartford Magazine's Best Financial Management Award. You've probably seen him on TV. He's always on there every weekend on WFSB Channel 3 on the Saturday and Sunday morning news doing Better Money with Kara Sundlund. You've seen him published in Forbes, The Wall Street Journal, and The Hartford Business Journal. We'll continue talking about the ugly truth behind the phrase, past performance is no guarantee of future results, and those steps that you should take right now to make the absolute most out of the money that you have invested in mutual funds. And quite frankly, if you've done any investing in your life, there's a really good chance that you have a significant percent of your assets in mutual funds. So another point that we need to talk about here, Joel, is, you know, how are you going to minimize your investment fees and expenses when you're dealing with mutual funds? Those investment costs can be a big deal.
Right. And here we're talking about past performance is no guarantee of future results. One of the problems with mutual funds is they have these embedded taxes in them. The people that own the mutual fund for the shortest period of time many times are helping the pay the taxes for the people that have had them for many, many years. And when we say past performance is no guarantee of future results, just because over the last few years your mutual funds haven't triggered taxes for you, and this is, of course, if you have your mutual funds outside your retirement plan, it doesn't mean they're going to continue to be tax efficient. And what about fees? Most people don't even realize the fees they're paying because trading fees do not have to be disclosed in the expense ratio that so many people look for. So the fastest way sometimes to improve your rate of return is by minimizing your investment fees and expenses. I remember reading a survey a little while back where somewhere around 65-70% of Americans don't even think they're paying any fees in their 401k plan. And that's absolutely not correct. another case of 1, 2, or even 3% may not sound like much, but I tell you, over a long period of time, it could add up to tens of thousands of dollars, maybe even hundreds of thousands of dollars. So we've got to pay attention to fees, expenses, and maybe even taxes on those funds.
So Joel, I think for some people, it's maybe hard to understand, well, exactly how those costs might be harmful. You would think, all right, well, anything you invest in, there's going to be some sort of underlying cost. So why might those costs be a little bit more problematic in mutual funds compared to some other investments that you might have money in?
Just to give you a more concrete idea of how these expenses and fees could affect you, here's an example from Forbes magazine. Suppose you have $100,000 to invest in the stock market, and the markets go up in value by 8% after you invest. So you've got 100 grand, you're going to put it in the market, market's going to go up by 8%. You'd think that you made $8,000. But if you invested that $100,000 in a mutual fund, your returns could be much, much less. While the market went up, the market itself went up by 8%, your returns could be higher or they could be lower, but you could have as much as 1.5%, 2%, 2.5%, 3% or more of a cost to own that mutual fund. So you could put in 100 grand and have 108,000, you could have 112,000, you could have 105,000, even though the market went up 8% based on the fees. And that doesn't even go to the fact that your manager might pick great stocks or lousy stocks. So the fees have to be paid attention to, and funds that trade more often generate more fees, and you are not going to see this. These are fees that are on the back end, behind the scenes at the mutual funds. It's not that they're trying to hide the fees from you. It's just how the fees are calculated when trading goes on within the funds.
Very important to understand how all those moving parts work. So again, we're talking about those mutual funds in your portfolio, how to make sure that you're getting the most out of those funds. And Joel, this is an important point for us to make, and really, it could apply to anything in the financial world that we're talking about, but the thing you have to remember is that nobody cares more about your well-being than you do. So at some point, at the end of the day, you just have to take the bull by the horns, take control of the situation, and be sure that you're making the best decisions you can make for yourself.
Yeah, and this is probably one of the most important things that we're talking about on the show today. We're getting into a lot of technicalities. I'm explaining rates of return and how fees affect the rate of return. We're talking about the five-star funds from Morningstar, and some of you don't even know what I'm talking about when I say that. But the bottom line, or what you need to take away from this, if nothing else from this program today, is nobody cares more about your well-being than you. You've got to get engaged in your financial game plan. You've got to understand your appetite for risk. Ensure your investments match your appetite for risk. If you're working with somebody and you're not quite sure, ask over and over and over again. If you can't understand that person, find somebody else to talk to. But if you're going to somebody that's supposed to be giving you advice, you better understand the advice they're giving. And if you don't feel like they're listening to you, and by the way, if you're married, both of you need to feel like that advisor is listening to you. They're supposed to navigate through this future minefield of potential pitfalls in your retirement, many of them financial. You've got to know that they understand you, and you must understand them.
And Joel, not to make this too much of a self-serving conversation from our perspective, but we say it because it's true. It really is important that you hire a financial advisor and create that comprehensive financial plan that's designed around you and your life and your needs.
Well, that's absolutely correct, John. And I'm in the process of writing a book right now. I've written a number of books, but one of the new books that I'm writing two at the same time, which is a challenge. But I'm writing one about the difference between the way wealthy people act and behave and the way people that don't have a lot of wealth act and behave. And many times those people that don't have a lot of wealth continue to sabotage themselves over and over again. People that don't have any wealth get all hung up on price. They try to do everything themselves. Wealthy people hire great advisors, whether they're tax advisors, real estate management advisors, and especially financial advisors. And we may not be the right firm for everybody, and that's perfectly fine, but I'm telling you, you ought to hire a financial advisor, somebody that fits with you, Again, it might not be us. That's okay. But find someone. One of the fastest ways to get yourself into trouble without a plan is just winging it. Or even if you're not winging it, even if you're a real planner, you just don't know what's going on out there. You can't. When we're buried in this business day in and day out, we just know things that you can't find out by reading a magazine. We know the culture of the mutual fund companies. We know who's got a great track record and operates with integrity, and the other ones that, you know, quite frankly, are a little bit shady. So not only do you need an investment plan, what about healthcare, long-term care, Medicare, all kinds of different things, inflation, estate planning, future healthcare costs. You've got to have a financial plan. You're better off with a financial advisor. I should say most people are better off with a financial advisor. And you need to be having regular meetings and consistently rebalancing your portfolio and understanding exactly what you own. This last week, I had a review with a couple clients. They were back up for the holidays from Florida. And we talked through every one of their investments. And I kept asking them over and over again, are you clear on this? Am I explaining this clearly? Do you understand how this account works? Let's go through it one more time. You know, at one point, the husband understood, but I could tell that his wife didn't quite understand. We went through it again. You've got to have a great plan, an advisor that you feel like understands you and is acting in your best interest as a fiduciary. Most people are better off hiring that financial advisor.
So, Joel, if somebody needs some help getting that plan in place, what can we offer and how do we get that ball rolling?
Well, we call it our Money Map Retirement Plan. And again, we're not the right firm for everybody. So come on in, talk to us. But if we're not the right fit, that's okay. Most of you know we've been really blessed in this business. We've got offices all over the place. And we really enjoy what we do here, myself and the team of financial advisors. What you really need to ask yourself is, are you holding any underperforming mutual funds, whether they're in your 401k or not? What about individual stocks that might be underperforming? Could you get a higher rate of return with lower risk? Many times the answer is yes, you can. And what you'll learn from us in our initial analysis with you, it could actually save you thousands and thousands of dollars, maybe keeping more in your pocket, maybe protecting you from losses when this market turns as it will. So if you've saved over $250,000 for retirement, call right now to get your initial analysis, and actually we'll do a full plan for you. It's called the Money Map Retirement Plan. It consists of an income analysis, a stress test on your portfolio. We won't even touch your mutual funds or move them over to us, but we can do a full stress test on your portfolio. You'll get a one-page financial plan, your whole financial life on one page. So you have a choice. You can keep doing what you're doing now, continue to wonder and worry, or you can put together a great plan. Take action. Give us a call. Find out if there are better options and better choices that could help you protect your hard-earned money. So give us a call. There's no cost. You've got nothing to lose. 1-800-705-1232. That's 1-800-705-1232. Set up a time. Come in for your visit. You'll be happy you did. You'll get your own money map.
Fantastic opportunity if you're retired or getting close to retirement. And when we say getting close to retirement, you know, 5 or 10 years out, and you just want to be sure that you have your ducks in a row, reach out now, 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232. You can call or you can text. If you text, just be sure to include your first and last name so that we know who we're communicating with there. But, you know, you don't have to have your calendar in front of you right now necessarily. Just take the opportunity now while it's on your mind to reach out and say, look, you know, I'm in that stage of life. I either haven't done any planning or maybe I haven't planned thoroughly enough, and I just need to be sure that my needs are taken care of in retirement. That's what the Money Map Review is all about. When you come in, you'll also get a copy of one of Joel's books you can pick from, The Money Map, or Forced to Retire. Maybe if it's a situation where you've been pushed into an early retirement or laid off and you're not sure if you can go ahead and retire or if you need to go back to work, the book as well as the review will be helpful for you. Again, the number, you can call or text, whichever you prefer, 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232. That's all we have time for this week on Money Wisdom. Joel Johnson, once again, a certified financial planner and the CEO of Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the Yukon Huskies. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll talk with you next week, same time, same place, right here on Money Wisdom. One more time as we depart, if you'd like to reach out, that number is 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232. Have a great week. We'll talk with you soon.
Investment advisory services offered through JB Capital LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products and services are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents in all appropriate jurisdictions.